Welcome back to another episode of Black Girl Traveler, the podcast. I'm Shira, and today we're going to be talking about living with your coworkers while living on the road. This is a topic I wanted to get into for a while now. So some of you may know that I live with my coworkers on the road, have a media job for the past 4 months or so, and I just honestly wanted to talk about the benefits and disadvantages to a job like this, but specifically in the realm of travel and living with people that you work with. So let's talk about the benefits. So the benefits are that it's cheaper. You don't have to pay for flights back and forth home. So whenever I do go home, I spend about 8 to 10 weeks on the road, and then I'll go back home for like 4 to 6 weeks. This time when I do go home, it's closer to like 7 or 8 weeks. So that's amazing. So there's no but to that, right? Financially, it's a good way to have your travel sponsor, and I love it. As a tourist, you get to see everything you want to see within a specific place. So because I'm here in these places right now, I'm in El Paso. By the time this comes out, I'll be leaving El Paso. So when you're in these places, you get to see everything you want to see because you're not just there for a week at a time. I'm here in these places for 4 to 6 weeks, so I honestly feel like I become a local. But the downside to the way my travel schedule is that as soon as you get comfortable, it's time to go. Like, it's time to either go home or you move on to the next place. So there's a two-sided coin to that specific benefit, but it is a benefit. I think going along with feeling like a local, there's just this ease about you that you have, right? Like, you don't have to rush. I can like maybe just sleep in today because I don't have to worry about, oh, it's my last day in the place and I haven't got to see everything that I wanted to see. No, I've been here for a while, so I've saw all that I wanted to see. I will say that El Paso is different from San Antonio is. San Antonio, when I was in San Antonio in December, I was newer to the job, so I was sleeping like all the time. Whenever I had free time, I was just sleeping. I would come home, go right to sleep. It was just, I couldn't enjoy it as much as I did, even though I love San Antonio. It was definitely a different experience. And if you are listening to this episode or watching me, you see me looking up in the air because I'm not so far from the airport in El Paso. So we have planes going over our head. But yeah, you have this ease of presence about you, like as if you were a local, and you meet new people. For me, it's a breath of fresh air to not be around the same type of people or the type of person every day. I'm from Philly, so I'm used to being around people from Philly, but being in Texas, you know, I'm now around Texans. And so I learned a couple of days ago, that El Paso is considered far west Texas. So there you have it. I like meeting new people. I genuinely do. I like their accents. I like the new energy. I like the idea to read new people. I love to hear new stories and just make a new friend. I love that aspect of traveling. To me, it's the one of the best parts. You know, I would have never met these people, the people that I've met so far, had it not been for my job. So, coworkers and, you know, locals in each place included. So, that's definitely been a benefit for me. And if you're watching this episode on YouTube, you see me looking down because I have my handy dandy iPad and phone, which I use to take notes as I'm talking and also ahead of time. You could create a whole new identity or a new soul if you wanted to. And I say new soul because I was doing a recording a couple days ago, and it was two brothers. I was recording two brothers talking. He was like, you know, being able to speak a second language is having a second soul. And I was just like, I fully resonate with it. what I mean by new identity or new soul is, I remember just being in Europe. Let's take it back to when I was traveling by myself. And, you know, I would tell them my story. I'm like, I could totally just like lie. I could be whoever I want to be. I could make up a whole new identity. I could be a whole different person if I wanted to be. And I love that aspect of travel. You can be whoever you want to be. It's really a non-judgmental act, and it encourages you to not judge yourself. And I just love that. I love that aspect. And I don't think traveling has changed my identity. I definitely still go by Shira. I still who I am, still from Philly. Like, all of that has remained the same. because I believe in telling the truth. I think if anything, traveling has made me more comfortable in my identity. Like, I am who I am. I'm so comfortable. I feel like I can walk in any room and be myself and, you know, hold my own and just be me. You know, I treat everyone the same. I give everyone the same amount of respect. And I think that that works. That's what travel has allowed me to do. It's fortified my identity. That's the right word that I'm looking for. And the last benefit that I wanted to talk about is you get to spark creativity in a new environment. So what I mean by that is, like, here right now, if you're watching this podcast at home, I'm in the backyard, the Airbnb that I'm staying in. For the longest time, I've had this podcast since 2019, I believe. I wanted to add video to my podcast, but I just didn't feel up for it, quite frankly. And so I never did it. But traveling, especially with this job, I feel like has helped me spark like a new creativity. Like, I want to record in these, you know, random backyards that I end up in, or terraces or patios. It's great. It's fun for me to try to play around with this video aspect and get the content that I want and that you all deserve to hear. And I just think back to my time in California. Like, as a state, I really don't like California, with the exception of San Diego. I love San Diego. But California is a state I do not like. But I was able to get so much work done there. Like, I was able to strategize and just think, and I had time to just breathe, really. And it's because of the sunshine. And so California, despite me not liking it, especially because of them high-ass prices, has a special place in my heart. And I think whenever I travel to a new place, I'm always inspired, especially doing the work that I do as a producer, hearing the different types of stories. You know, I have to create something. I feel like it would be, you know, I would be wasting my talent, if you will, if I didn't create, if I wasn't doing something creative. I realized in making this list that I more so spoke about the benefits of living on the road and not so much as living on the road with your coworkers. So what I will say is, I would have never met these people otherwise, right? Had it not been for this job. And you get to the rate at which you get to know a person when you live with them is much quicker. So I got to know people really quickly in both the good and bad ways. And I think that it can be really beneficial, because you see how in a short amount of time, you can get really close to someone, or you go really deep beyond just, like, you know, the superficial, basic level conversations. You're having conversations about your childhood, what you want out of life, your fears, your hopes, your dreams, relatively quickly, because not only do you work with them, but you go home with them. And so that is a benefit, I think. It makes you realize that time is just, it's a man-made creation, you know? Like, we like to put, I think, what's the word that I'm looking for? Maybe time stamps, or, you know, time frames on things that we want to happen, or, oh, I can't do this with this person. I just met them. I can't reveal this about myself, or we can't get married because we've been only dating 3 months. Well, I think what this job has shown me, that time is an illusion, you know? Like, it's here and then it's not, and you can get as open, as deep as you want to get with someone as soon as possible, irregardless of how long you've known them. So that's definitely been a benefit. I do think that having company of a person that you enjoy is also a great benefit. So as a solo traveler, I enjoy my solitude. I like traveling alone. I like making my itineraries. I like going where I want to go, doing what I want to do, and not having to worry about other people. Well, traveling, living with other people and working with them is not like that. You have to negotiate. You have to negotiate shower times, cleaning schedules. Who's going to take the car? I share a car with one of my coworkers here. You have to negotiate conflict. How do you deal with conflict, right? Because how I deal with it has always been, I just don't have, if I don't like a person or a person pisses me off, I just don't have them around. But when you're in conflict with someone you work with and live with, you sort of kind of have to deal with it in that moment, you know? So I think that's a benefit, like helping me personally deal with conflict straight head on, because I really don't have conflict, I'll say, in my life. Thank you, God. By and large, I have you know, my chosen family that I love and my friends who are very near and dear to me, I keep a great circle around me. And so if I see something that's like even remotely like looking like conflict, I'm just like, oh no, not for me. But I'm also very direct and I'm not passive aggressive and I don't shy away from conflict at the same time. So that's been interesting for me to navigate while living with my coworkers. Let's talk about the disadvantages of living on the road and with your coworkers. I think you miss home. That's the biggest one. Like, I miss my friends and family. I want to be home. I want to be in their face. I want to hang out. I want to go get drunk. I want them to come travel with me. I want them to come and visit me on the road. Like, I miss what feels comfortable to me and what feels good to me. And when you live with strangers, it's just not the same. You don't get the same fulfillment, you know? You need your group. You need those people that remind you of who you are. And I'm grateful in that I have made friends at this job, especially with the person that I started with this job. But it's no feeling like home. That's something that can't be replaced. And what I've realized actually is that the two can coexist. Like, you can miss home, but you can also still enjoy your time where you are in the present. Like, those two can exist at the same time. It doesn't have to, you know, I don't have to choose, because I work on the road, but then I go home. And when I go home, I'm gonna have fun and I'm gonna get lit. I do feel like another disadvantage of living on the road is that you don't feel like you belong. And this is not to say I feel like this amongst my coworkers, because I feel like I belong in any room that I'm in. I belong in my skin, and that's where I feel most comfortable. But it has everything to do with not feeling like you belong in the environments that you're in, because you're not truly a local, right? Because we don't spend enough time to really live in a place, like, you know, fully become immersed and not always have to like pack up every 6 weeks. You don't feel like, at least I don't feel like I belong. Like, I know that especially here in El Paso is a very Mexican-American community. It's like overwhelmingly Mexican-American, which is great, but I'm also a Black woman, and you know, we're far and few between here. But I also love the fact that on the same token, I also love the fact that I'm in a place that's not a predominantly white place, you know, because I'm from Philly, which is predominantly Black. And a lot of the spaces that I occupied, especially during my travels, have been predominantly white. But lately, like when I went to the Bay, now in El Paso, and even San Antonio was predominantly Hispanic. But El Paso specifically is predominantly Mexican-American. You know, I don't feel like I belong. I don't feel like I'm othered, or like, I don't feel like people are going out of their way to single me out, but I feel different. Like, I need to be around Black people. I need more Black people. And that's also something, a benefit of what I've learned from living on the road. I need to be around Black people, a lot of them. That's my comfort space. That's where I get my joy. That's, you know, that's fun for me. That's great for me. Like, I need to be around, and more specifically, not just Black people, Black culture. You cannot have a lit city and not have Black people at the center of it. Like, Black, we are everything. We are fashion trendsetters. We are gorgeous. Hello. We're just them girls living our best off girl ever lives. And I need to be around Black people. And I realized that, like, these past couple months, like, I love not being in non-white environments, but I also love Black people even more than that. And so that's a benefit that I've got from living on the road. I'm making that a priority. What do you prioritize, or what have you learned to prioritize as a result of your travels? I'd love to know. Another disadvantage of living on the road and with your coworkers is that when you live with coworkers, you're around people who you wouldn't choose to be around. Like I said before, we would never have met likely if it wasn't for this job. And, you know, I have a choice, right? I choose every day that I get up, I choose to come to work, right? At any point, I get to make the decision to leave if I want to. But my point is that you're around people that you wouldn't choose to be around. under any other circumstance, right? I would have never met these people. We're all from different places. Yeah, we're all from different places in the United States, different cities. So the chances of us having met serendipitously is very little. But I also think that that's a benefit, right? Why I love travel, meeting new people. But back to my original point, when you're around people who you wouldn't necessarily choose to be around, it can be awkward sometimes. It's just like, you're kind of like, you're in that space of, well, you know, you want to get to know a person, but you're around them all the time. So it's like, you're getting to know them quickly, but like, is this too fast? Is this too much? It can be overstimulating. That's all. It can be very overstimulating. And you're, of course, I'm not required to like anybody, but I think that it definitely makes your work time easier if you do like the people that you're around. It's just the way in which that we are placed together is very awkward, because it's just like, you get hired, you're with these people. It's so weird. I also think that just in living on the road, you become hyper aware of your surroundings because you're in a foreign place. And what I mean by that is, like, even El Paso in some parts is very poor, but I never ever feel unsafe. Like in some, like in poor neighborhoods in Philly, like you have to, first of all, Philly is a neighborhood city. You don't go out of your neighborhood unless you have a reason to. But here in El Paso, even though the neighborhoods are very poor, and honestly, quite frankly, sometimes they look run down, I never feel unsafe. I feel like I can walk around and, you know, people are very nosy, so they'll like look at you, but I never feel like, oh, I'm gonna get robbed or like somebody's looking at me. Or, you know, as a solo traveler, as a woman, like I never feel like I'm scared of my, you know, I'm never scared of that someone's gonna do something to me, essentially. And so, but I think I just become so hyper aware. Like when I walk around the block, sometimes when I take a break during work, I'm like, what's going on? Like, it's too quiet around here. But I think that also just, beyond just living on the road, I think that just comes with being a solo black female traveler. You always have to be aware of your surroundings. This world is not nice to us black women, and we have to kick ass as a result if necessary. And so just always having to be aware of your surroundings. Overall, I will say, I do like living on the road, but I am glad that this is coming to an end. This is a year-long funded job, so I'm happy that I will have more. I'm happy I have this time actually to figure out where I'm going to move and where I'm going to stay and start building my community. I definitely do not recommend ever living with coworkers. It is an extreme crossing of boundaries that it just puts you under unnecessary stress, honestly. And I wouldn't wish that on anyone. So definitely 10 out of 10, don't recommend living with your coworkers. I 10 out of 10 do recommend you living on the road at least once in your life. When you're young, single, and even if you're not young, single, even if you're not single, you could take pay with you. Kids or no kids, I always say that kids can join in on the fun. But I think that when you're young, single, and black with no kids, what better time than now than to get on the road, get out there, and to live your best life. So that's my piece. That's my take on living with, you know, your coworkers. I'm here for a reason, you know? And I was just telling my friend that, who was like, get me together. I'm here for a reason. I'm exactly where I need to be. And I'm gonna ride this wave out until it's over. So thank y'all so much for listening to this short but sweet episode of Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.